Welcome to session number 6 of the Mind Power Training. It's been an extraordinary journey into the deep mysteries of who we are and how our mind works. Now, it's important at this point of the training that we understand the whole context of how this works. And so what I'm going to do is just give you a brief review of some of the techniques so that you can see how these work in our life and the implications of training the mind daily to become your best self. We started with the inner and the outer worlds. We're living simultaneously in two worlds. And under this methodology, under this system, the inner world is more important than the outer world. And as we gain control of the inner world, then we can gain control of the outer world. But first comes control of the inner world. And that's why we're doing all the exercises, all the techniques, everything that I'm teaching you is so that you can master the inner world. And we talked about the conscious mind and the three aspects of the conscious mind, that it's in constant motion. I mean, most people don't know that, that it's the great trickster, and that there's a lot of useless thought, and that we're not our mind. I mean, what an extraordinary concept, what an extraordinary realization that you are not your mind, that we must train the mind, that we must understand the mind, that we must navigate our life with our mind as a tool, as our asset, as our best friend. And we did the techniques of self-observation. And self-observation is such an extraordinary exercise because what it does is it shows you your thought habits. It shows you your routines. It makes us aware of what we're thinking. And what we're thinking is the key, because in the 6 laws, we learn that thoughts are real forces, that every thought that we think is a force and an energy and is having an effect in our life, and that our mind is a sending and receiving station of thought, and that thoughts that are emotionalized become magnetized. Think about that. Any time that you think a thought with emotion, with a strong desire, with will, emotionalizing it, wanting it, believing it, and this magnifies it so that it attracts similar and like thoughts. And then we have the law of control, that we have the ability to either entertain thoughts or dismiss them. You know, it is said that Buddha had the ability to think whatever thoughts he chose and to not think whatever thoughts he chose not to think. And that is the extraordinary part of mind powers, is that it not only teaches you to think whatever thoughts you choose, it also teaches you to not think the thoughts you don't want to think. And that's very powerful. And that's why the 4 techniques of dealing with negatives were developed. And you're practicing them. And the law of insertion, the law of connection. I mean, this is an extraordinary system. It's a system of gaining control of your life by gaining control of your thoughts. It is giving you the ability to do or become anything. And then there is the contemplation technique. And I said to you that all truths, all laws, have many different levels of understanding to them. And now I want to teach you something even more advanced on contemplation. And that is that there are plateaus that you will hit in contemplation. In other words, when you contemplate something, whether it's a law, whether it's a principle, whether it's my subconscious mind is my partner in success, whether it's thoughts are real forces, whatever you contemplate and focus your mind upon, you will get deeper insights on. But what you will find is after maybe a week or two of doing it, it seems like nothing new is coming. And that's the plateau. Don't be concerned if you hit a plateau, because as you continue with that contemplation, and there's many more contemplations that I'm going to have you do, what will happen is you will break through that plateau into a deeper understanding that all truths, all laws, have many different levels of understanding. And we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of success as we go ahead together. Then, of course, the visualization and seeding technique. And again, this is working with vibrations of energy. Affirmations. Affirmations are so powerful. Why? Because whatever you repeat to yourself over and over and over again, what happens is that directs the thinking. And you start thinking those thoughts, and thoughts are real forces. Then the acknowledging technique. And the acknowledging technique is to create a vibration of success. And I'm going to talk in this session a lot about success. It's important that we're successful. We were designed to be successful. We're called to be successful. And the acknowledging technique creates a vibration of success. I talked about the self-image. Now, I'm going to add another dimension in this session on self-image. I'm going to talk about being an athlete of the mind. That's right, an athlete of the mind. And then the subconscious. Now, the subconscious is the most powerful part of who we are. I like to call it the many-chambered subconscious. There are so many parts of the subconscious. And as we go through the masterclass, you're going to learn so many more things about the subconscious. It's the most powerful part of who we are. And then there's beliefs and the imprinting technique. How we imprint directly into our subconscious. And how do we do that? With repetition. Repetition is the key. All is law. Everything in the universe is governed by law, and so are the things that happen to us. We are connected to everything. We are connected to the energy web of all reality. This is the truth that is being revealed to us. What you're doing in taking this training is you're part of what mankind and those great men and women down for thousands of years have always done, is they've asked themselves, what is my potential? Who am I? What is my place in the universe? What are my gifts? How can I live my life to the best, most effective way? And you're doing it too. It is an extraordinary journey that we are on, an amazing journey deep into the mysteries of self.